Music in the classical period is what we would call rhetorical music. It's doing something at every moment. It is doing, as I see it, one of four things. It's presenting a theme, so we'll have what we call a thematic function. It's moving from point A to point B. Remember with the Beethoven, that's the opening theme, and then the second theme is. Those are both themes. That's stating something that we can sing, that we can remember. But Beethoven has to get from point A, the minor, to point B, the more lyrical major. So he writes a transition. So the second functional type here is transitional music. We want to be able to differentiate thematic music from transitional music. Then there are passages, and in sonata allegro form, it's in the middle of the movement, that are exclusively developmental, where you take the material and play with it. You can make it expand it and change it that way. You could shorten it, as Beethoven often does, and work with just particular motives. It tends to sound very complex. There's a lot going on in the development sections. It's the most polyphonic, the most contrapuntal, counterpoint, polyphony, sort of synonymous. The most complex in terms of the counterpoint. And as we said before, it tends to move around a lot because the composers will pass through different keys in the development section. So we've got so far three of what we call the four functional types, or what I have called the four functional types: thematic, transitional, developmental, and now we have to talk about the last one, which is the simplest in some ways, cadential, where the composer will just throw on a lot of heavy, simple harmonic motion to slow the music down psychologically. Not the tempo, actually, but psychologically, sort of bring it to a close. So we can say a closing functional type. Again, to review, thematic, transitional, developmental, and cadential. Those are our four functional types that will show up within a movement of sonata allegro form. Questions?